As we emerged from the sitting room, a woman who had been waiting in the passage took a step forward and laid her hand upon the inspector's sleeve. Her face was haggard and thin and eager, stamped with the print of a recent horror.
"Have you got them? Have you found them?"
she panted. "No, Mrs. Straker, but Mr. Holmes here has come from London to help us, and we shall do all that is possible."
"Surely I met you in Plymouth, at a garden party some little time ago, Mrs. Straker," said Holmes.
"No, sir, you are mistaken.
Dear me, why, I could have sworn to it. You wore a costume of dove-coloured silk with ostrich feather trimming."
"I never had such a dress, sir,"
answered the lady.
"Ah, that quite settles it," said Holmes,
and with an apology he followed the inspector outside. A short walk across the moor took us to the hollow in which the body had been found. At the brink of it was the furze bush upon which the coat had been hung.
"There was no wind that night, I understand,"
said Holmes. "None, but very heavy rain."
"In that case, the overcoat was not blown against the furze bush, but placed there."
"Yes, it was laid across the bush."
"You fill me with interest. I perceive that the ground has been trampled up a good deal. No doubt many feet have been here since Monday night."
"A piece of matting has been laid here at the side, and we have all stood upon that."
"Excellent.
In this bag I have one of the boots which Straker wore, one of Fitzroy Simpson's shoes, and a cast horseshoe of silver blaze."
"My dear Inspector, you surpass yourself."
Holmes took the bag, and, descending into the hollow, he pushed the matting into a more central position. Then, stretching himself upon his face and leaning his chin upon his hands, he made a careful study of the trampled mud in front of him.
"Hello,"
said he suddenly.
"What's this?"
It was a wax vesta, half burned, which was so coated with mud that it looked at first like a little chip of wood.